What kind of insurance is right for me? Am I covered properly? What is a personal umbrella? Can I rebuild my house if it burns? Welcome to Peace of Mind, the radio show that helps you navigate through the complexities of the world of insurance. Brought to you by More Insurance Services, Mountain Insurance in Murphy and Mountain Insurance of Blue Ridge. And now your hosts, Mark and Kathy Moore.
Welcome back to Peace of Mind. My name is Mark Moore with my wife, Kathy Moore.
Hello.
So it's almost the 4th of July, right, Kathy?
Yes.
What are we going to be doing today?
We are going to talk about insurance.
No, we're going to buy fireworks.
Oh, that's right. Well, we're doing that afterwards.
Yeah, so does that sound like a good insurance thing to do?
Probably not, but...
Well, so our 12-year-old is going to be excited about it, and we're actually going to be not going to Florida the 4th. We always go to Florida normally to Kathy's mom and dad's house, so... I guess you get arrested if you shoot off fireworks at the beach, so we not be able to do that. So
that's a new thing. When I was younger, we did that all the time, yeah. But yeah, you know, they changed things around.
So we will be talking about insurance today, mm-hmm. But also our country, it's a big year, 250 years. That's amazing. Mm-hmm. And this may sound crazy, but when the bicentennial was in 1976, I was 5 years old. And I was kind of a nerdy kid, maybe, but I was all into the bicentennial. Like, I was just super excited about it. And, you know, we had the bicentennial quarter, and we had a parade in Hayesville that I got to be in. I got to ride in a Jeep with my dad, and we had a bicentennial parade. And so I was, like, really, I was all in, you know, about the country, had the flag and everything. And it's like, wow, that's been 50 years ago now. I mean, I'm 55 now, but I got thinking about the country, how... it's changed in the last 50 years. Of course, our industry has changed as well. You know, my grandfather was an insurance agent back in the day, you know, in Atlanta. And, wow, it's really, the technology is moving so fast these days, isn't it, Kathy? And I don't know, as fast as things is moving, I can expect it's going to continue to move that fast when it comes to insurance. And people are definitely more tech savvy, and there's ways to buy policies online through technology. And we're trying to keep up with the technology on our end, where we can be efficient and be able to use the technology and hopefully still be able to use technology as an enhancement to our relationship that we have with our customer. For instance, we can take an insurance policy now, we can put it into a AI program, and it will give us, we can ask questions about the policy. Does it cover this? What's the limits or whatever? And or you can compare one policy to another one within seconds now. So it's really changing a lot. And, you know, I worry about the country. You know, here we are, $40 million or $40 trillion in debt. They're saying that Social Security is going to run out in about 8 years. So I don't know, in the last 50 years, you want to be an optimist, but we also have seen things that are, you know, the amount of debt the country has, things, you know, baby boomers going to retire. It's going to be a different time now. And even with our business, we insure a lot of retirees, don't we, Kathy? Mm-hmm. And what does everybody say that's a retiree? They're on what?
Social Security.
But which is what? It's a fixed income. Mm-hmm. And we're seeing inflationary, I mean, we're talking about insurance premiums. We're talking about inflation.
Especially
what's,
in Georgia.
What's been happening?
The rates have been increasing, especially in Georgia.
And it's no way that it's even close to what just the general inflation is. I mean, it's right. We're seeing just increases that are just 20%, 40%.
Right.
We don't do health insurance, but we're seeing, you know, we are consumer health insurance. We have our employees. We provide benefits to our agency, and we're seeing our health insurance going
up
a lot.
Every year.
And it's way more than the general rate of inflation for the country, just right. For, you know, buying a loaf of bread or groceries or mm-hmm. any type of commodity. Mm-hmm. So we've seen the insurance premiums are really getting, it's a sticker shock, you know. Mm-hmm. Every time I turn around, it's going up 20%. And I don't know, as an agency, we try to shop, we try to hot rate deductibles, give people discounts, mm-hmm. try to offset.
Well, I mean, we're fortunate because we're not like exclusives, that's all they have is one carrier. We have numerous carriers, which is helpful, because if they're not happy with one or their rates increases on another carrier, we can go to a different one. When you get into exclusive, like they just do one and they all have one sign for one thing, they only have, they're limited what they can do for you. So if you're having issues with that, we'll be glad to help you guys out with that. But there's definitely changes in the industry with that, and a lot of it has to do with, you know, storms or litigations in certain states. Georgia's been having issues with that. With they just got the tort reform passed, so hopefully we'll help with that as well in Georgia.
So let's talk about that. So our business, we are what's called an independent agency. Mm-hmm. We do not work for an insurance company. We're not an employee one. We're paid a commission to write an insurance policy and have a contract to write mm-hmm. an insurance policy for multiple different carriers, mm-hmm. with insurance companies, auto owners. Even it's kind of crazy. Some of the companies that we have now are what Kathy was referring to as the other type of business, as an exclusive company. Mm-hmm. However, what we've been seeing is we now have a contract with Geico. We can write Geico.
Yeah,
we can write Progressive.
We can do Nationwide. We have Cincinnati, Safeco, Liberty Mutual.
Those carriers normally are what a one channel. Like, you know, Geico, the only way to get it was to have it, you know, you buy it over the phone or buy it on the internet. Mm-hmm. And now they've branched out to independents. We went ahead and took the contract because maybe a customer wants to have Geico, and we want to have the customer, so now we can facilitate that.
Yeah, we have a lot of different carriers, and we can insure pretty much everything. If it's about broken heart, what we always say, but there's a lot to exposures and exclusions on different policies, so we can look and see what's the best fit for the individual. Because not everybody has the same financial score, which they look at, or they have, you know, claims or what have you. So we are able to place them in the right place for the best price, but the best coverage as well. That's what we do.
So it's funny, like you always hear insurance broker, and it seems like, oh, wow, I'm a broker. Like, that's really a great thing.
Right.
But really, a broker situation for us means that we don't actually have a relationship with the insurance company. And we've got to go through a middleman to be able to get coverage. And mm-hmm. we're talking about maybe Lloyd's of London or Scottsdale or some companies that we don't have a relationship with or a contractual agreement that we have. So we have to go through a broker. Mm-hmm. And it's actually better when we're actually the company or the agency that has the relationship directly with the company. And that way I'm talking to the company underwriters and, you know, whatnot. But that is true. We've got, I think being an independent agency gives us the flexibility for us to be able to offer choices to our customers, particularly in this case here, commercial customers, because in the exclusive space, that's the State Farms, the Nationwides, Farm Bureaus, they do a good job, you know, I think what they do. But in the commercial realm, we have a lot bigger appetite for what we can insure, because they're not going to have as wide of a appetite for, maybe they don't write a, you know, somebody building homes or somebody that's doing dump trucks or grading contractors. So, you know, so we're seeing that we don't really compete with the exclusives normally on those types of risk. You know, if I've got some kind of strange, I don't know, I'm trying to think of, you know, something more high hazard, like roofing maybe, or, you know, well drillers or something mm-hmm. like that. The independents normally are dealing more with those types of risks than what an exclusive company does.
Mm-hmm. However, contractors, risk transfer, all that. Yeah.
Yeah. So, mm-hmm. you know, everybody's got their cup of tea. You know, like some people mm-hmm. might do farm insurance and do a good job of farm insurance, but they don't write well drillers or
right.
So the good thing about having the exclusive or the independent channel that we have is we have different companies and options for customers. But on the downside, I guess the downside of that is, like, if you have just one company, you're going to know that company really, really well. And in our situation, we may have 20, 25 companies. And that circles me back around to the AI, where we can go in there and put policies into artificial intelligence now and see different coverages or whatnot, or ask questions about the policy. It's kind of harder to get your head around all the different coverages that companies may have, because we have so many of them.
Well, I think the big thing with us is that as long as we've been doing this, people don't understand how the insurance policies read, where they will they'll give you coverage, they'll exclude it here, then they give it back here, and it's very confusing for folks what they actually are insured or not insured for. So with us being doing this for a long time, have, you know, Mark has a degree in risk management insurance, or we have designations, that's very important to know what you're selling and what the competition is selling, so you can actually compare properly without, you know, avoiding exposures or maybe eliminating coverage that might be there that someone didn't even realize they took away.
So that's right. So here we are in 2026,
yep.
And the country is 250 years old now, and the technology is just going really fast, and we're trying to keep up with it. So we'll be back after the break talking more about insurance, and this is, you're listening to Peace of Mind with Mark and Kathy Moore on WJRB Talk of the Mountains.
Welcome back to Peace of Mind, here to help you find out if you need more insurance. Once again, your hosts, Mark and Kathy Moore with More Insurance.
Welcome back. This is Kathy Moore with my husband, Mark, and we want to let you know where we're located. More Insurance Services, Inc. We have 5 locations. 3 of them are in Georgia and 2 of them are North Carolina. Our main office hub is in Hayesville, North Carolina, located at 157 Highway 64 West, and right next to United Community Bank there in Hayesville. Come by and see us there in Hayesville. And then that's operated under More Insurance Services, Inc. Then our second location under More Insurance Services, Inc. is located in Hiawassee, Georgia, at 150 South Main Street, Suite C. We're next to the hospital in the red brick building called Town Trace. Come by and see us there. And then our third location for More Insurance Services, Inc. is located in Blairsville, Georgia. We're right across the street from Home Depot, and we're next to the across the way from the actual post office. We're located in the South State Bank building in a separate wing. We're not actually part of the bank, but in a separate wing there, and we can help you with your insurance needs there in Blairsville. Our other locations that are owned by More Insurance Services is Mountain Insurance. It's located in Murphy, North Carolina, also on Highway 64 West, right past So Good's restaurant there and the Arby's there. Come by and see us in Murphy. And then our last location is Mountain Insurance of Blue Ridge, a division of More Insurance, owned by More Insurance as well. We're located between United Community Bank and Burger King there in Blue Ridge. You can also check us out on our website, which is www.more-insurance.com, to request a quote or make a payment, or check out our locations, and also can get our podcasts on our website as well. If you've missed one, like to hear it, please check us out, and we'd love to help you with your insurance needs. So come by and see us, please.
Okay, thank you, Kathy. So talking about, here we are, 4th of July coming up, and you know, people are out celebrating, obviously, and we're going to buy fireworks today. So we're going to be unsafe, right? We're going to set them off. And
we're going to be very safe.
We're going to Tennessee to buy the big ones. I'm going to get the big fireworks. So that's going to be good, right?
Yes.
So when I was a kid, remember the show Dukes of Hazzard? So I always like to get a bow and arrow and put a sparkle on it and shoot them out. So that's what I used to do. So,
nice.
Yeah, that was good.
Very good for your risk management insurance degree. There you go.
Yeah, so if we start a fire, if we're in the paper starting a fire, I guess we'll be in trouble. But anyway, we're going to be doing that, and I know people are going to be out doing barbecues, and, you know, I know one of the most, I guess when you have the most fires normally for house fires is around Thanksgiving. I mean, it's kind of the same thing right now. We've had people barbecue and they have fires, you know, and I remember one of the Andrews, remember telling me that house one time where the people had put it was a grill underneath the, I guess the carport, and that went right up in the attic, and it caught the house on fire. So
I mean, when you're out celebrating for the 4th, you know, make sure you, first of all, you have insurance before you take your boats out and jet skis, and that you are safe, and, you know, don't drink and drive. Don't drink on your boat.
Well, they're going to be.
I know they're going to, but you just tell them no. And then on top of that all, you know, when you're using fireworks, make sure you have safety glasses and you're doing it in a safe area so you don't have an issue that you have a flyer. So that would be a good thing to keep in mind.
So Kathy worked in the eye care field, and this is going back when she was in Florida. And
I was a surgical scrub nurse.
Yeah, so she helped do
LASIK
surgeries and
cataract surgery,
things like that.
Ptosis, strabismus.
So when you were there, how often did somebody come in, or I'm sure somebody at some point probably came in with a fireworks, right? Yes. Tell us about that.
Yeah, we had a young guy come in, and he actually exploded an M80, and it exploded in his face and his eye, and we had to do emergency surgery on him, and because of that, he developed a cataract from it, and we had to, he was probably the youngest cataract, you know, patient we've ever had ever done because of that injury. So it is very serious to be cautious with these things and try not to hurt yourself or somebody else.
One of my friends from high school exploded a firework in his face. Mm-hmm. And, you know, his eyes, mm-hmm. Today he has to wear glasses. And mm-hmm. So I guess we're trying to be, you know, be cautious of what you're doing out there with fireworks. Because I don't know of any fire that started from them. But you're seeing those videos where, like, the fireworks store explodes. Mm-hmm. Like, there's one I saw the other day where it was some kind of truck. It was, like, on the side of the road and the fireworks were going off on it.
Oh, boy.
So, wow. Yeah. So, back to insurance, right, Kathy?
Yes, please.
So, we talked about today about the different types of businesses there are, different types of agencies. And, you know, I'm a proponent of having a relationship with an actual person. And I know in today's impartial world, or that's not the right word, but, you know, a lot of people, the technology is out there. You can buy a policy online. We had one, the lady came into our office 2 weeks ago. She works for a company called Builders Mutual. And she was talking about the claim they just had. And some roofing contractor bought a policy online. Mm-hmm. And they went to file their claim. And what happened, Kathy?
Roofing was excluded.
So the roofing contractor and their liability policy excluded
roofing. So they bought a policy for nothing.
And it fell,
no coverage.
And it fell back on the actual general contractor, which mm-hmm. means a general contractor means that
you
the one
them.
That's mm-hmm. building the house or structure or whatever. Mm-hmm. And so since the roofer's policy wouldn't pay the claim because it excluded roofing.
Even though he had a certificate of
and
insurance.
They all got sued. And it ended up going back. The general contractor's liability policy had to pay for the damages. Mm-hmm. Now, yeah. I didn't know the next step. I didn't know if that the general contractor's policy would come back and do what's called a subrogation, mm-hmm. which means they're going to hold the roofer accountable.
Right.
So that's a mess.
Right. It's a big mess.
I had another friend I talked to this week. He had equipment stolen, and there was only a certain amount of coverage he had. It wasn't didn't cover what he had,
right.
equipment-wise. Mm-hmm. So we try to fill those holes. I mean, people have got to tell us what's going on. Mm-hmm. Because we can't
we
insure
did not
something
insure
we don't know.
These people, either of these people, so
yeah, but
they came to us with, you know, with how they could have avoided all this. But you know, that's the thing; it's too late at that point. So you need to make sure you've got a good insurance agent who's been doing it a long time, who knows their stuff, who knows what they're doing. But there's a lot of factors to it.
So I have a relationship with a person, like mm-hmm. you know, we're independent, but maybe you have a good State Farm guy, maybe you have a good Farm Bureau guy, maybe you have a good Nationwide guy, or maybe you know, somebody like us, we have a, you know, independent agency. So I think it's good to have a relationship.
But I do feel like the big thing too with us is that we're in multiple states. So if you have a job and you have you're domiciled in Georgia, but you're working in Hayesville, and you don't have coverage for workers' comp for that state, and you went over there and your employee gets injured, that becomes a problem because you might have to have two different policies, one for each state, unless the carrier you're in is in both states. Or
the agency can't write in their state sometimes.
Exactly. They don't have the correct licensing to do so. So you got to be really careful. I know people take it for granted that we're right here. We're 2 hours from anywhere, but you have to be licensed in these other states to collect commissions or even to write the policy correctly. So just keep that
and
in mind.
And it's not a small thing. We have to keep always licensing. And
yeah, the agencies
it's a lot to keep up with.
Agents, they have to know their stuff. And that's the problem. A lot of places don't know that or they don't realize that. And going to Hiawassee, people don't think about going to Hiawassee from even Hayesville. Oh, I'm just going for a job. There are different states. They have different rules and regulations for each state.
You can't take North Carolina workers' comp coverage and file it in Georgia.
Exactly.
I mean,
vice versa.
It's a state-specific.
Right.
So, yeah, it does make us even more, we have to know a lot more because of different states.
Right.
If we were in the middle of a state and we're in Atlanta and we just did business around Atlanta.
Well, an example, if you cut your finger off or whatever, cut it over in Georgia, that finger is worth more different amount than it does in North Carolina.
Yeah, for workers' comp, like workers'
so
comp.
So just keep that in mind and make sure you have that so that you have a carrier that's in both states that you can actually get, you know, benefits from that and get benefits from the correct state, which might have better benefits for you.
Yeah, so here I'm off to buy fireworks. Hopefully next week's show will not be how I exploded fireworks on something. But we're going to do it. We're going to buy fireworks, and we're going to be good to go, right, Kathy?
Yes.
So anyway, I hope everybody's safe out there. I mean, it's 250 years, and it's hard to believe I've been here for, I remember 50 years ago when we had the bicentennial. So we'll be back, Lord willing, next week. And everybody have a safe, wonderful 4th of July. You've been listening to Mark and Kathy Moore on Peace of Mind on WGRB Talk of the Mountains.
Statements on this show as to policies and coverages and other content provide general information only, and no warranties are provided as to their accuracy. Listeners should consult with their licensed agent as to how these coverages pertain to their individual situation. Information provided on this show does not constitute professional advice. If you have insurance, legal, tax, or financial planning questions, you need to contact your qualified professional. All coverages are subject to the terms, conditions, and exclusions of the actual policy issued. Not all policies or coverages are available in every state.